You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family plus pets in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ and my buddy Lance together here. We are technically not together, but we're both in the city of Mobile. Although, Lance, where your hotel is, I don't even, is that considered Mobile? Are you in Alabama where your hotel is located?
I'm near Pensacola, I believe. I'm technically maybe in Florida. I'm off the – we got to talk about this, man. I got to be in the mix, man. I got to get downtown.
I know, man.
I don't even go to Veets or any of that stuff. I just – I like being able to talk ball with people in the business and have scouts try to pretend like my, you know, making me get more excited about their players will have any bearing on where they get drafted, which it doesn't.
No, but it's still fun, though.
I don't change my opinion based on scouts anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's fun, though. It's
agents. Agents is what I meant, DJ. You know how that goes.
I run into so many of them, and some of them, you know, there's a handful of them I know, and over the years you get to know, but there's other ones I just don't know the names. Hey,
great to see you. Well, you're low on him. Everyone else got him in the first.
The one thing I've learned, though, is that you can't, if you think it's an agent, though, you can't say, hey, so who do you have this year? Because you only have to do that one time to a scout or a director of player personnel that you go, hey, who do you have this year? And they go, yeah, no, I'm not an agent. Butthead, I'm an actual a scout or an executive. Then I'm not going to make that mistake again. Can I tell you a little travel story here before we start jumping in and talking about some Senior Bowl players? So I was delayed getting out of San Diego, weather issues with all its stuff that people are dealing with, and in Texas it's been pretty bad. So I'm flying through Houston, your town, and don't make my connection. Me and Joe Staley are on the flight. It shows you why offensive linemen are smarter than quarterbacks, because we only have a couple minutes to try and, you know, get from like the B terminal to the E terminal. So we get off the plane and we start sprinting, trying to make the flight. And after, you know, a couple minutes, Joe just goes, stop. And so I go, what? So we look, he goes, look over the board. Let's look at the board, make sure that this thing hasn't already closed boarding. sure enough, we look up, boarding's closed. He's like, this, I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing here? What are we doing here? So there's no more flights to Mobile. That's out for the evening, but they can get us to Pensacola. So we both get, you know, talk to our travel people, get rebooked on that flight. Well, I'm thinking, no way my bags are making it right now. I'm not even going to Mobile. I'm going to Pensacola. This is going to be a nightmare. I'm in the Houston airport. So there's maybe one store. I mean, I'm like, I have to go get some clothes because I got to be on the air the next day. I had to check a bag. So I don't have any clothes. I got to go to the Houston airport and find something to wear on TV the next day. Only one store open. Hold on. I'm going to show you. This is the only thing I was able to secure in your hometown here. Hold on one sec.
Oh boy. Here we go. Here we go. He's going right now. He is pulling something out of his bag, I assume. I can't see. Oh, Houston Rockets shirt.
No. Hey, a Houston Rockets hoodie.
A hoodie.
Yeah.
Houston Rockets hoodie.
Oh yeah. This is going to be my gear.
So that's. You know,
hold on.
We're just going to put it on right now.
I'm going to put it on over my other sweatshirt.
Do me a favor and put on an Astros shirt. Put on an Astros hoodie.
No, I'm not a cheater. So
put on a World Championship Astros hoodie.
That's fine. I'm going to go. This is the only use I'm getting out of this thing here. So let's just go with Lance.
I love it. Rockets. They got 12 Houston wins.
Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you one player. Is Hakeem still playing with them or no?
He just shut it down a couple of decades ago. So okay.
How's Rudy doing? Rudy still coaching the team?
Who's that?
Rudy. Rudy's still coaching
Rudy
the team?
No, he's playing a lot of golf. He plays over here at this, where I've got my hat on at this golf course. I think it's East River. It's a par three course. Rudy shows up there. He's living a good life, but they have, don't worry. You have something in common between the Texans and Rockets. They'll both have top two picks.
There you go.
So, yeah. So one team is winning championships, the Astros, and the other two teams are people are just waiting for them to be relevant. Although I will say before we get started, the city of Houston, I do a morning radio show, and I got to tell you, man, Houston, as you saw, you've been in town, you've seen it. It's dead in the stadium. Energy Stadium.
Oh, yeah. I've been there the last 2 years. Yeah, no life.
Nobody. And you've seen it both times. No juice in the building at all. And this has been happening over the last 3 or 4 years. D'Amico Ryans has really has the city extremely excited. I think if they're able to get – and I actually think they're going to try to trade and flip-flop 2-1 just to make sure they can get exactly who they want. We'll see if it goes down like that. But I think they would love to have Bryce Young and D'Amico Ryans going
into – Alabama connection here.
Yeah, the Alabama connection. And I think the city would be really excited. And it's something that the Texans really, really need. But, boy, the fans are extremely excited about D'Amico. What do you think about that hire?
I love it. I mean, I can go back to when I was scouting him coming out of Alabama and in the background talked about how they felt he'd be a coach. You know, that was something that they told you. And I didn't know, you know, oh, man, he'll be a position coach one day. Like, no, this guy will be a head coach. And sure enough, here we are. He's done a wonderful job there in San Francisco. He's seen what it's supposed to look like. And to me, seeing what it's supposed to look like with the front office and the coaching staff being on the same page. And trying to build this thing the right way. So I'm excited for your hometown there. Hopefully Houston can get things cranked up. It'll be exciting to see what direction they decide to go, if they want to trade up or if they want to sit and sit there at two and see if the Colts or, you know, the Panthers, whoever else might try and get up there with the Bears pick. I do want to get Lance to these rosters for the American and national team while we're down here in Mobile at the Reese's Senior Bowl. We're going to do that in just a moment. But before we do that, real quick, we don't need to spend much time on it. But Tom Brady, officially, after last year changing his mind, he's done now. Just your thoughts on the draft domino effect here now that you have Tampa also in the quarterback market. But more importantly than that, I had been told by a bunch of people in the league, the expectation was that the Raiders were going to get Tom Brady. So now you have the Raiders. Derek Carr is going to be gone. He's going to be out of there. Now they're very much in the quarterback market.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because so now Derek Carr becomes a piece of the puzzle potentially for Indianapolis to consider if they want to go that route. But you just get the feeling that, you know, they've done
the veteran thing, though. Do they want to keep doing this?
I don't think they can afford to be honest with you. And so, you know, so which veteran team will want Jimmy Garoppolo? Who is Trey Lance going to be available? I don't think so now, certainly after the injury that we saw to Brock Purdy? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be gone? I mean, you know, you're basically broken into teams who would probably love to have Aaron Rodgers, which will be nobody in the NFC, I would imagine, is going to even be able to get a sniff of him.
No.
And then you look at, you know, where does Jimmy Garoppolo fall? Is Derek Carr someone that you can consider building around over the next 3 years? And then how do you rate the class outside of Bryce Young, who's an undersized quarterback, C.J. Stroud, whose best game was his last game, and then, you know, Levis and Richardson are kind of buckshot accuracy quarterbacks with great talent, but just right now, that's a lot to depend on those guys. I don't know where – I know you have them in your top 50, both of those guys, and they both have talent, but, man, it's a really tricky – I think it's tricky maneuvering this year. I want to ask you this. You were on a team. Yeah. So how much do you look ahead to the next year? In other words, you're looking at the quarterbacks this year, and then you see guys like Drake May, you see guys like Caleb Williams. You go to your college director of scouting. Like, are you going into a draft this year? If you're working on a team that needs quarterback, let's just say you're the Colts. Are you saying, okay, let's see how our board stacks up. If we can't get the guy we want, do we just punt, play defense, because there's some really good defensive talent at the top end of the draft, and then make a decision based on what we think the draft board looks like? Because I've heard two different teams say two different things. One team told me, absolutely, you trust your scouts, you trust your scouting department, and you look at who you have the next year at a certain position available. And I heard another team told me, no way, you take every year for what it is because things can change drastically.
You never know where you're going to be in the next year. So, and my take is, if you – you know, people would say, oh, you have to fall in love with the quarterback. No, if you're picking up there in the top five, you know, and you've got a chance to get a guy that you really like, you might not even love him, but you really like him, you have to do it, because there's no assurances you're going to have one of the top two picks next year to get one of those two guys you just talked about, you know, with Drake May and with Caleb Williams. There's no shot. What if you have the third pick next year? One and two aren't trading. If they have quarterback needs of those two guys. So, and you've got a guy that you really like, you take him this year and you'd start developing him, and you get cranking on that thing and you make it happen. I don't think you can afford to play that game. I can sit there and say, oh, there's two unbelievable tight ends next year. Well, I don't know, you might not be in a position to get one. But why, you know, you can do it every single position. I think you've got to sit there. I don't think you elevate somebody you don't think can be a quality starting quarterback. But if you feel like somebody can be a B level plus, you know, starter, a better than average starter, you have to take him. I don't think you can play the waiting game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did you ever think that you'd be sitting here talking about quarterbacks with Mario Elliott?
You know, there's two championships from the 90s, and they were both Hakeem Olajuwon-based championships. So it's, you know, he had traits, and that's something, DJ. I watched him when he was at Phi Slamma Jam when I was a kid. My dad coached football at University of Houston. So the football players used to run the front doors, right? So as soon as he'd walk up with his family, the players would just go, just come on in, coach. Just go find a place to sit. I watched a ton of Phi Slamma Jamma growing up, and I came, and my grandmother was a huge, God rest her soul, she was a huge college basketball fan. She was one of the first people I knew who bought the – she had a farm in Kansas, a cattle farm, and she bought the giant, you know, satellite dish.
We used to have one of those. Yeah. Westar. Yeah.
Westar 3. Yeah. And so she got it because she wanted to watch as much college basketball as possible. And so my grandmother and my mom went to the Final Four in 83 when the Cougars got beat by NC State. And then they went again in 82, actually, in New Orleans was the first year when Michael Jordan beat Georgetown with the jumper and Houston got beat in the Final Four. But I remember she came to a game that Hakeem was like three or four games into his career and just super raw, 195 pounds. Jumped out of the gym, long arms, traits for days. And they threw a pass to – he was cherry picking or something. They threw a pass. He caught at the top of the key and, like, ran and dunked it. It was, like, three or four steps, travel. My grandma turns to my mom and says – because I remember I was just sitting next to my grandma, and she goes, he's supposed to be good. He's never going to make it. He's terrible. And I thought, my grandma can't scout at all.
No, she's
That's
out.
When I
she's,
first no. knew I didn't no get lie. Any evaluation from my
no
grandma.
Lie. No lie.
Not from no high at all. But, you know, those traits, you could see the bounce and the explosion. And I bring that up because he was raw. Dream was really raw. He turned into one of the greatest of all time. He had great feet. And now we see guys like Keon White out here, and I don't want to get – is he American? This will be perfect.
Hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to jump in. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to break down these two rosters. But I just want you to know right now, if you're going to talk basketball with a guy like Pete Chilcutt over here, I see that you're bringing your A game.
You're the Chili Pete of the Move the Sticks podcast.
Yes, yes.
Bucky is the Chucky Brown.
Yes, there's no Kenny Smith on Move the Sticks. No. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to break down these rosters here at the Reese's Senior Bowl, what we've seen thus far through a couple days of practice. We'll do it right after this break.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back. It's the last chance for some of the best seniors in the country to put on their pads and show all 32 teams why they can get them to the next level. It's the 2023 Reese's Senior Bowl live from Mobile, Alabama, Saturday, February 4th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern only on NFL Network. All right, good time as we plug the game here. The practices have been ongoing here, Lance. We've seen two full days now with the American roster and the national roster. Before we get into the individual players, strengths that you've seen thus far, I can give you my thoughts on it as well, what we've seen from the groups down here.
Well, I think the American team has a good group of offensive and defensive linemen. It's been fun to watch. There are some guys who can play a little bit on the offensive line this year, and I'm excited to watch that. I think the running back group is a little deeper than we usually see. I think there's some intriguing players from that standpoint. Also, I think some of the size from the cornerbacks, and some of the versatility from the linebackers has really stood out. I got to tell you, man, Deion Hensley has just been covering everybody in every route. He's a former receiver. And you can
come over from Nevada.
Yeah. You can see the movement skills. You can really see that. So I think I really like the offensive line group in the American. I like some of the pass rushers I'm seeing with traits in it. You know, it's an intriguing group. Of the wide receiver play has been a little up and down, but I think that's also partly because the quarterback play has really struggled, frankly, over the last couple of days.
Yep. Appreciate you not answering the question. I was talking more big picture, both teams as a whole in terms of the draft class. I think tight ends, we feel good about.
The draft class? We're going totally.
No, these two teams. No, just the team, yeah. the game here. You went macro. Well, you went micro. I was going macro here in Mobile.
I just said offensive line.
Individual players. You start breaking out individual players already.
I did for a linebacker. Yeah, I did. I said offensive line. I didn't tell you about Osiris Torrance.
No. Okay, good. Just hold your thoughts there. I think edge rushers good down here. I think the offensive line, especially as we get to that American group, is really good. Wide receiver, not in love with the wide receiver group. I like the running backs. Corners, there's some intriguing guys. I feel we'll get to the individuals here, but I think that's kind of as a whole quarterback's suspect. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I don't think there's the top 50 pick in the quarterback crowd that we have down here right now.
Oh, top 50?
I'm just being conservative here and saying, you know.
Higher.
Normally we see one emerge. If they aren't top 50 coming into the week, then maybe somebody vaults themselves up there. I haven't seen that thus far. But let's start with the American roster here, and we'll just kind of go through a couple positions, maybe highlight one guy per position group here. We've mentioned the quarterbacks. The American group has not been good. They were not good today. When you look at Toon from Houston, Hendon Hooker's down here. He's just talking to folks. Obviously, still injured. Bajent from Shepherd, and then Max Duggan, who made a couple decent throws today, but sprayed a few as well. Just one guy you would pluck from that group that at least you find interesting to develop.
From a developmental standpoint, I would probably say, if we're not going to include Hooker, you know, I actually think Max Duggan. I think Clayton Toon has better physical tools and physical talents, but Max has got some. He's got some toughness to him. I think the ceiling's kind of – he reminds me a little bit of with the Colts right now from Texas.
I was just getting ready to say that to you. I didn't know if him and Ellinger were going to just have an arm wrestling contest in honor of his Ellinger dad type. And see who can be the backup to whoever they draft earlier.
He's a tough guy, you know. He's a tough guy who can go get you some yards on the ground near the red zone if you need, but – I would say maybe Duggan because I like the mindset. I like the demeanor. I think the more talented guy is probably Clayton Toon, but I think you got to have a certain demeanor to make it in the league. Hooker would have been great to have out here. It would have been great to see Stetson Bennett out here, but here we are.
All right. I'm going to be Brent Price here and keep this thing moving. Let's go to the wide receiver group there. I'll give you a name here. I will go every other one. So you gave me a quarterback. I'll give you a receiver. We'll just kind of ping-pong. Right. We'll go back and forth here. So when we look at this receiver group here, let me give you one name here. I mean, Dell's 163 pounds out of Houston, but he did make some plays. He does have some juice, does have some speed. Don't think there's anybody that really has popped from this group. I think I prefer the other group of wide receivers. Our Princeton guy is kind of a build-up speed. He can, you know, he can get going. It just takes him a little while to get out there. Rashee Rice is a good route runner, just didn't have a ton of juice. There's really, I'll be honest with you, totally honest with you, nobody in that group has really popped.
DJ, do me a favor. Let's just keep going down every player. Let's do that.
It was rapid fire. Player. I can talk about all these guys faster than you can talk about one of these guys. Let's go. Let's move out of the wide receivers. Running backs, you mentioned it's a good group. Spears is the guy. Let's just agree on that right now. Through 2 days, he's clearly the best one.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to disagree with you here a little bit. I like Eric Gray a lot. Yeah, I think Eric Gray is a really underrated back. I liked him on tape. I think he can catch the ball and boogie out of the backfield. I like Spears, but I think Eric Gray is not getting enough talk, and I think he's looked pretty good out of here. I've got a 61 on him, DJ, but I thought there were times he looked like a 62 back, and you know, and in our parlance, DJ, that is it's kind of an average NFL starter. A 61 would be maybe a low level starter to a quality backup. And I think Eric Gray, for me, I'm a 61 on him. My guess is you're going to be a 59 on him, but I think Eric Gray's got some ability. And I like Spears, but I'm actually a little lower on Spears than probably you. And from what I've gathered talking to teams out here, everybody else, I may be low man, because teams really seem to like Spears. The question is just the two ACL tears and one knee.
Gray, I gave a 61 to. Spears, I gave a 62. And, okay. You know, but I do know that Spears, I think, had to get some ice after practice on his head, because he hit his head on the goalpost on the 70-yard touchdown run. I think he hit his head on the goalpost.
By the way, we'll talk about who sprung him on that one here in just a second. That's fine.
All right, so there's the running backs. Offensive line-wise, it's a great group. I'll give you the floor, Lance. I'll let you pick your favorite offensive lineman here. He plays for Minnesota.
John Michael Schmidt twice. You've got the instant replay up there. You've got the television shot. So I know that you saw the two times that Spears had his head on the goal line. I mean, on the goal post. It was Schmitz. It was sealing guys off and giving them the A-gap to run through. I think he's been great. I mean, he's a strong kid, great core strength, really understands how to play the game. I understand he's been 5 or 6 years in college, but he's just a good player. He's smart, good technique, and I think he's more than just an outside zone back, which they do a lot of there at Minnesota. So I think he's really helped himself. For me, he's my OC one. He's my center one. And I think he's got a chance to maybe sneak into the back half of the first round. So now there's been some other guys I really like, and I'll let you pick some out. But I think John Michael Schmitz, for me, has really done a nice job and sprung two long runs for Spears today in the scrimmage portion.
They say he's got unbelievable makeup at the school, kind of going back through my notes. But when you write down on your paper, strong, powerful, tough, instinctive, that's a good place to start at that position with center. So he did a nice job handling power on tape, and you've seen it this week as well. It's a good player. I like a kid from Wisconsin a little better who's not down here. It's my top center, Tippmann, but those guys are going to be good starters. We could go through a bunch of these offensive line. I'm just going to write off some names real quick of guys I think are day one starters. In other words, I think these guys are ready to go. You have a team that has a need. I think these guys come and start right away. Osiris Torrence has been really good. True. Darnell Wright's been a little bit disappointed with him just because I had such a high grade on him, but he's going to be a starting right tackle. Sal DeVary from Old Dominion, I think, is going to be a starting guard. Bergeron from Syracuse is going to end up being either a starting tackle or a starting guard. Schmitz, we've talked about. Avila from TCU is going to be a day one. He's playing center down here as well as guard. He's going to be fine. He's going to be a starter. I was talking to assistant GM last night, and just off this American roster, like, there's seven guys that are coming, and they're going to start, and they're going to start really early.
Yeah, I've got a 63, which is a plus starter on Darnell Wright. I see the same thing with you. And he even said he was talking to somebody down on the field. I was just kind of listening in, and he talked about he was trying some different things today, and he was going to go back to his basics tomorrow, which might lead to more consistent play. But he said, you know, Will McDonald's really giving him a hard time, and we'll probably get to him in a second. Steve Avila from TCU, as you mentioned, he's guard center. He's played some center. He's guard center. He's a left-hand snapper, which is a little unusual. Bergeron, I love as a guard. I think he's got terrific run blocking, but the pass pro stuff really needs some work. I wasn't as high on Old Dominion, but I know some teams that really like him. I thought he was much better today than the day before. And Osiris Torrence has been – so I'm going to leave here, DJ, and I'm going to go from a 63 on him to a 64. He is just really – his makeup is really good. He's well-coached. He was well-coached at Louisiana Lafayette. They cranked out Kevin Dotson, starter Steelers, Robert Hunt, starter Miami Dolphins, and then he transferred along with his head coach, Billy Napier, to Florida. But, you know, he's going to be the third one from that Louisiana Lafayette connection where he will make it into the pros and become a starter as well. And for me, the tape he had against Jalen Carter I thought was awesome. I thought he played really well against Jalen Carter, and he's continued that. You know, I think – there's nothing I've seen from him. He's not the best body guy, like, for teams who really love
like a Kevin Willis per se. You know,
like a You mean the short arm Kevin? Well, boy, you are into your Rockets bag today now. Kevin Willis, the human T-Rex, the big man with 31-inch arms, the AQ Shipley of the center position.
All right, because we're taking some time here, let's go. I'm going to just give you three guys on defense real quick, okay. And then you give me three guys real quick. I'm going to go Tyreke Stevenson has been as good as I hoped he would be. I think he's been really physical. He can really run the corner from Miami. I think he's made plays both days. He's been impressive to me. I look at the linebacker, who's going to be kind of a nickel player from Sac State. Marte Mapu has done a nice job. He's only 217 pounds, but I think he's going to find a spot. He's going to find a role on third down with some of the things he can do. And then I'll go with Will McDonald just for the bend okay. and the agility and the nasty spin move that he has.
Hold on, Mapu, do you think he could end up being a Will linebacker instead? Full-time.
Yeah, but I just think that those don't really exist anymore. You know, like kind of those overhang linebackers, nobody plays with them. You're playing with a big nickel out there. You're playing with inside linebackers, kind of that off the ball outside linebacker role. Just you're going to be a nickel. Those guys don't play. So I think to me, he's going to be a nickel backer. So I don't think he plays every down, but I think he gets on the field and sub, and I think he's going to be hell on wheels, a special teamer.
I think Jamie Robinson, for me, I thought he had some really good reps today in terms of just smothering guys at the break point. He's a physical guy. I like the way he plays. I like his makeup. You know, I think a guy that's not getting a lot of conversation that probably deserves a little bit more is Eku Liota from Auburn. He just is rock steady. He's an edge who I think is going to be a day three pick that is going to end up at some point becoming a starter in the league. I think he's physical. He's a little more consistent than the guy who's going to be drafted a lot higher than him, his teammate, Derek Hall. I think there's a little more consistency from him. So he's a guy that I think has played well out of here. You don't hear a lot from him. As you mentioned, Will McDonald is terrific. And then the other guy that I would say has made some, that probably has made himself some money has been Zach Pickens. Zach Pickens, a couple of linemen talked about who's been the toughest guy to match up against. They say Pickens has been a guy who has really caused some issues for them because, you know, he plays really explosively at the point of attack. So that would be my defensive lineman that I'm taking a look at. I kind of like.
Do you like him? Would you like him or Othella Harrington? Who would you like better between those
two? Oh, no. If I need to – well, I mean, it depends on what we're doing. Are we looking for a left-hand jump hook and block, or are we looking to try to two-gap and occasionally one-gap with some power on the edge? I mean, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to accomplish?
All I've done is pull up, like, 1997 Houston.
Yeah, I can not go on, like, 2007. What do you have, basketball reference up?
Yeah, that's it. Just roll right through. Is that your three? Did you give me three?
Yeah, those are my three. But I actually think, DJ, like, I like the kid Cam Young from Mississippi State. I think this is a really good draft. Rounds 3 through 5, maybe even 2 through 5 for interior defensive linemen. I think if you need a defensive lineman with some length and some toughness inside, this is going to be a really good year to find interior linemen who can be rotational or eventual starters. And that's something that we have had some issues finding D tackles in the last few drafts.
All right, let's take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to flip it over to the national team roster. I'll give you some other names that have popped from there. And then I'll give you a couple nuggets on my top 50, which is out, and then we'll be on our way. But let's take a quick break. We'll come back and hit on the national team.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from
crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Lance, let's switch it over here to this national team roster. Let's start on the defensive side here. And we can then flip over to the offensive side in just a moment. But as you look at the defensive side here, let's look at the defensive linemen and what you've seen from those guys. Keon White came in as my highest rated player really in the entire game. And you see all the traits that are there. Maybe hasn't been as dominant as I hoped that he would be down here, but you can see it's all there. He has everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's on tape. You know, my issues on tape, and they're not really issues, was he wasn't a very instinctive player in terms of locating the run, especially as a run player. But I don't get too, like, I don't, all the things that you're maybe a little concerned if you put him at number nine, which I know you have him really high. I still think he's going to end up being a dude. I mean, when you see him on the hoof, it's unbelievable. It's truly 280 pounds of lean mass. He is really, really impressive. You can see the explosiveness. I still feel like he's just learning how to play. Mm-hmm. And there are times, sometimes you look at him down on the drills and you wonder if he knows how to attack it to make himself, you know, look the best he can look on that particular drill. I just think he's just trying to go forward and be physical. I don't think from a technique standpoint he's there yet. So I'm a big believer in those traits and guys who look a certain way. And, man, he looks a certain way. He's been really impressive to look at. But, yeah, I still think he's learning to play the game.
Keanu Benton from Wisconsin along that defensive front, I think, has been pretty dominant what we've seen from him. 6'3 and a half, 312 pounds. You know he's got power, but to me, I thought his quickness and being able to get up the field has been impressive.
What about Adetemiwa Adebowale? I think I did that okay. You probably did it good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's physical on tape. I like him as a three technique. I know they lined him up some down low. They lined him up on the edge. They lined him up down as a three technique.
Yeah, a little under 6'2", 284 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like, looking at his body, I feel like he can add 10 to 15 pretty easily. And he's really strong, plays with great leverage. I kind of like some of the reps he's had. It looks like, you know, no one outpowers him. No one outmuscles him. And that's one of the things I've really liked about him.
We go to the linebackers here. You talked about Henley at the top of the show from Washington State, both in coverage and as a rusher. He's done a nice job. He's put together too, 230 pounds, but he looks in plays a little bit heavier than that. He can really, really run. So when I'm watching linebackers, I start with, can they cover? And I thought he's passed that test with flying colors.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go back and reassess that one because he is he looks great in the uniform. He moves really, really well. You know, aggressiveness is not an issue for him. A guy I want to point out that I think is, I think we need to have this conversation now, DJ, and this is not one of my exciting guys. It's how much patience do you have? And that's Andre Carter. And I didn't get a chance to listen to you and Charles talk about him, but I mean, it's clear he's about 20 pounds away, and it's going to take Senior Bowl has really exposed the fact that he's got to get a lot stronger. And I just, he's a total red shirt next year for me. And, you know, talking to a coach who was here, who used to coach at the academy, he said, look, Lance, the training table is not the greatest. He said, but the other thing is these kids have, beside the football stuff, they've got rigorous physical training and things. It's hard. It's not designed to put their weight programs, not designed to put heavy amounts of muscle and, you know, to bulk up, because obviously the Army, there's other stuff going on there. I just am curious about your thoughts, because I didn't get to hear it on television, about what you saw from Carter. There's traits there. There's a body type to add weight. There's athleticism. But, man, I just think it's really been jarring to watch him going up against, you know, the power and have such a problem.
Well, I mean, DeJuan Jones, day one, is not the guy you want to see.
No, that's not the guy.
So from Ohio State, that big mountain of a man who just kind of pushed him around. And that's the whole thing. He just needs to get physically stronger, especially in the up top, you know. So that's you know, there's stuff to work with. It's going to be a little bit of a project, you know. I mean, no different than like a Bob Sur coming out of Florida State.
Yeah. Going. Well, I thought Sur was game ready, but I know what you mean. Maybe more of a Robert Horry type.
I've now moved on to the 2004 roster. I exhausted all the interesting names from the 90s Rockets, so now I've moved on to the 2004.
I can do this all day. It's not a problem.
He's low-hanging fruit, so I'm not going to go there.
It's not a problem. I can do this all day. I
want to go. Riley Moss. How about Riley Moss? Speaking of Bob Sura, how about Riley Moss out there?
Yeah. Speaking of, okay. So do we want to have this conversation?
He's a corner.
So he's a cornerback. He's not a safety. I think he could play safety, but he's a corner. And he's going to be the fun topic because he's a white cornerback. Okay. But the thing is, he's a legitimate cornerback. He can play cover two if he needs to. I think he can play cover three. I think he looked good. Whenever they run shell coverages, he's pretty instinctive and reactive. He'll come up and tackle you. He's got to prove he can stay healthy. Riley Moss is a legitimate cornerback. I think he's probably a early day three cornerback is my guess. But Riley Moss has looked pretty good out here as well. I think he's got good size. I mean, he's got the tools.
Yeah, he's twitchy. He's very twitchy. He's very sudden. Not like a Scott Pageant. He's got big-time juice. He's got big-time burst.
No, he's got
– So he's been impressive. All right, now we can go to the offensive side of the ball. Jake Haener's kind of a – I mean, he's got a little gamer quality to him, running around out there. He can throw the ball. He's accurate. I think from the velocity standpoint, all the – you know, I haven't looked at all the Zebra technology stuff, but I think so far he's had the strongest arm, if I'm not mistaken. So – you know, he's 6 feet tall, he's 208 pounds, but he's going to get the benefit of what we've seen Brock Purdy do. It's going to help him.
Yeah. Malik Cunningham practiced today. He didn't practice yesterday. He had a stomach issue from what I understand. And he's interesting because, you know, there's not going to be three quarterbacks drafted under 200 pounds. Bryce Young will be, Stetson Bennett will be. I don't see Malik Cunningham, but he is a terrific runner on tape. Very instinctive, great vision. Make you miss all over the place. I'm curious to see if they do anything with him in this game that shows that off, or what it's going to look like for Malik coming, you know, going forward. Are they going to try to put him in packages because he is an undersized quarterback? Are they going to put him in packages? Are they going to try to move him to a different position? But he is an electric athlete and really hard to tackle in space. And he's got some juice too to hit the run. You know who's so much fun to watch? When I think of, you know, Kevin Willis was a well-defined athlete, a strong guy. But so I don't know of who I can go to from a Rocket standpoint here for you. But watching the Brown twins, Chase and Sydney from the Illini, I'll stick with Chase Brown. There's a level of consistency to the way he plays. It's like you're going to get the same back every single snap. He is chiseled. I mean, just completely rocked up. But, I mean, there's something about his game that I like. There's just the sameness of every single rep.
Like he's like a Jim Jackson, you know?
Yeah, he's similar. I would
unheralded.
Say.
Unheralded.
Yeah, unheralded, but productive from the Big Ten.
Yeah.
From the Big Ten, same as Jimmy Jackson.
Dialing it in, yeah.
Yeah.
Fab Five, but just kind of, you know, not playing the leading role there. That's fine. No, wait. Jim Jackson, was he Ohio State? Where was he?
Yeah, Big Ten. That's what I said.
Okay, I was thinking, why am I thinking of the guy that played at Michigan? Jim Jackson was Ohio State. That's right. Gosh, he played.
Are you trying to go Illini? Are you trying to go with Nick Anderson?
No, I was thinking of who was the other members of, you know, with Weber and Juwan Howard of the Fab Five that weren't.
Were you trying to go Jalen Rose or Jimmy? Oh, there was a Jim. Not Jimmy Jackson. Ray Jackson.
Ray Jackson. There you go. That's what I was
Jimmy. No, there was a Jimmy. Yeah, there's a Ray Jackson. Jimmy, I'll think of his name in a second. I know exactly.
Jimmy King, Nabil in the chat. Nice poll.
Thank you, Jimmy King.
Nice poll. All right, so let's go through a couple more guys here. The receiver group, Puka Nacua, I thought had a great first day, and then he was not out there again from BYU. He's a good football player, but he was not out there. And then I thought Michael Wilson is going to be a great special teams player. He can run a little bit better than you think from out there at Stanford. He's flashed a little bit. Anybody else in that receiver group there with the national squad do anything for you?
I thought Trey Palmer had a good had some good catches today. Jaden Reed,
yeah, he's been good. He can run.
Yeah, Jaden Reed had a really, I thought he had a really good day today. Or maybe it was Trey, maybe not Trey Palmer. Maybe I'm thinking of Trey Tucker. One of the Treys played well, but Ronnie Bell's another one. Really, just a solid Eddie, player.
61 for me.
So. What'd you do with Elijah Higgins? So I haven't really noticed him very much out here, but he's a
player. I talked to David Shaw about him, coaching at Stanford, said he thought there was a chance he might try and add some weight and just be a tight end.
That's how
played at 235, and he went the other way. He dropped some weight and came here at 228. So interesting there. The tight ends, I mean, Josh Wiley from Cincinnati, I did not realize he is that big. He is 6'6 and a half, 260 pounds.
He can run. He's gained about 25 pounds from last year. He's gained weight. He's thicker than he was. So I wrote him up last year, DJ. I thought he was coming out, and he went back.
Yeah.
And he's a different body type this year, and it's impressive. It's impressive. And you know what? He's got some toughness to him.
Yeah.
And he had to take on guys who are a lot bigger and stronger, and he's stuck in there. Like, it's not always about – it's not always about how you perform, like how well you do at the point of attack. It's how willing are you at the point of attack. And that's one thing that I think Josh has really improved this year. Davis Allen is another guy who will, you know, he'll put his nose in and do what he needs to do.
Two more names and then we'll move on here. But Cody Mauch from North Dakota State was a left tackle. He doesn't have long arms. He shows up here. He's playing guard. He's playing center. He's really stacked two good days together. He's really helped himself. He's going to go in the second round. He's not getting out of the second round, in my opinion. Then you look at DeJuan Jones, who's 6'0", 8'1", 375 pounds, and nobody got a sniff day one. He's a little bit beat up, I guess, so it was not out there today. We'll see if he got the Senior Bowl flu or whether or not we see him anymore this week. But his first day, I thought he moved around better than I gave him credit for watching him on tape. So he helped himself.
Yeah. No one tried to pressure him inside. They all tried to go around the
outside. I said the same thing. And while we're calling the practice, I don't know, you obviously were not listening.
No.
You're trying to go through him. It's dumb. You're even trying to beat him on the high side. That's dumb. You've got to get his feet moving. Same with Falele last year, big giant of a man. You got to get their feet moving and you got to cross their face. You got to up and under him to death.
Nobody
hit him with it.
Nobody did that. They all tried to ride the outside and he's just like, thank you. I'll just ride you to the ground. How's this feel?
Yeah, that was
one guy that didn't play here, but I want you to keep an eye on DJ, who flashed when I was watching him before I came, and he played at the NFLPA, and he's got an injury to his right wrist. This kid named Joey Fisher from Shepherd, and he was 300 and he's about 292 now, but that's because he said, you know, his trainers wanted him to lose weight and be quick. I told him, dude, I said, what'd you play at? He said 315. I said, go be 315 because you're a great athlete. He's a former defensive player. Maryland recruited him as a defensive end, and he was about 270 pounds. And then when they got rid of their head coach, he lost his scholarship offer, and he ended up going to Shepherd. And I'm telling you right now, he's tough. He's athletic. He played heavier on tape. I think you're going to watch the tape. You know, level of comp is always an issue, and I really wanted to see him out here. But I think this is going to be one of these quiet guys. I think he would have flashed here at the Senior Bowl, and people didn't get to see him because he can't play. But this is a guy to keep your eye on. I think Joey Fisher has some day two potential as a 6'2", 6.2 I gave him a 62 DJ, which means I think he's got a chance to be a starting guard. He's a right tackle at Shepherd, but looks great body type wise too, 292. And I think he can easily add this weight. So keep an eye on him. I know he didn't play, but I want to just throw his name out there for people to keep an eye on as the draft process unfolds.
They're kind of like a Clarence Weatherspoon type, you know?
Yeah, he's a lot like Spoon, where he can play like a hybrid guy. He can play a three or a four, an undersized four. He's an undersized tackle. I think the three is Spoon's natural position, but, you know, he just didn't really have the range to shoot outside. He couldn't play three now in today's NBA. No chance.
I love it. We're going down Rockets memory lane here. All right, real quick, top 50 list has come out. My top three players, I think we had – when we discussed this on the phone the other day, we ended up, I think, the top four players. We have the exact same top four players.
We're the exact same on the top four.
Which has never happened since we've been talking about players and coming to the draft. And the weird thing is we have the same top players in a year where I don't think there's easy, you know, slant. It's not like, okay, well, Joe Burrow's this guy, you know, it's Chase Young and then Joe Burrow or Joe Burrow. It's, no, it's not like that. It's wide open.
But it is wide open, DJ, but I think – when you and I both come from a place where we do look for certain traits and we do watch the tape and study it carefully. And I think we see players sometimes similarly, or at least our process is. And our top four, you know, your number four and my number four are the same just because he's just a top five player. He's not going to get drafted in the top five, but that's what the tape showed.
Yeah, and we're on the same page there. So if you look up my my top 50, you can find it on NFL.com. I think it's just NFL.com/DJ top 50, if I'm not mistaken. It's some fancy little URL that they do on there. Maybe it's just NFL.com/top 50. Yeah, you'll find it. Just go on NFL.com. It'll be out there. My top four players starting at number one is Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle from Georgia. Then it's Will Anderson, edge rusher from Alabama. His teammate Bryce Young is number three. And then Bijan Robinson from Texas. I know it's a running back, but he's, he's just the fourth highest graded player for both of us as we head towards the draft. Then it starts to change, you know, with Lance and I, but that's something you can check out at NFL.com. By the way, did you see Tyree Wilson? He is down here meeting with some teams.
I talked to him.
Yeah, I talked to him. He shook my hand. I'm pretty sure that his finger hit my elbow. I mean, he is a long, long dude with very big hands.
275 pounds right now, or he's 270 right now, played at 275. He was good to talk to. I told him, I said, listen, when football's over, make sure you're ready to, you know, once your football career's over, make sure you can. I said, he's fun to talk to, great personality. I said, you seem like you'd be pretty good at this. I said, you ought to try to go get DJ's job, Daniel Jeremiah. This is a guy who struggles with a lot of things he's doing. He doesn't have you in the top five. I do. I happen to have you five. DJ doesn't. And he just said,
seven. He's seven.
He said, listen, the best way to hurt him is to play well and then go take his job when I'm done playing football.
That's a good option. That's a good option. He is the Yao Ming of edge rushers. I love that length.
Well, you had to get one more in. I was waiting for you to, like, where's Yao fit in here?
Yeah, that's a 95th Rockets reference during a football podcast as we talk about
Blake Freeland is the Yao Ming.
Yes. That's going to do it for us. Hey, Lance, you're a gem of a human being for filling in for Bucky. They've been down at the East West, him and Rhett. Doing the Lord's work down there in Vegas. They are going to be on the coverage of that game, which is Thursday evening. And then, again, you can check out the Senior Bowl on NFL Network. That is on Saturday. So appreciate you guys hanging with us. Appreciate you listening to the show. We'll see you next time right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.